joins us too. Now, John's got a Porphyry to go to, so I appreciate him taking some time. I really wanted to reflect on the success of last week's effort up in the north. From all accounts, things went really well, John. What would you say of the week's effort collaborating with our health service delivery people in the north?
Oh, look, when we arrived, but you got to look, as we've had this conversation before, Dale, the backbone of Waipareira was born and bred out of the north. All of our wonderful Kuian elders that helped build Wini Waititi Marae from there. So, and there's no surprises either over there in Manukau of Māori Authority or here that the backbone workforce, also whakapapas to the north. And so when we saw how difficult the situation was, the kōrero from our elders all the way through was to, because we were doing reasonably well by tenacity here, was to take our resources to the north. And in doing that, we did about three or four things, right? The first thing was to awaken our people to our own capacity, capability, and prowess. And secondly, that that could be deployed far more agilely than the state ever could. And thirdly, it was whakapapa going home to support whakapapa. Now, that probably was the most important message. The final one was, despite going on fishing expeditions and being premeditatedly set up to fail, that expedition over that week vaccinated over 2,900 people. 80% of them were Māori. And 8 out of 10 of them were first-time jabs. So for the likes of Ashley Bloomfield, who did not tell the truth on Friday on your show, they have not released any information to us, and they're still blocking the information, and they're telling their politicians, porkies, right? That's why we're back in the High Court having a go at this. It's just beggars belief that Bloomfield and his friends can get away with this. You know, we need someone to understand who's governing the country. And we need this information pronto, because, as you know, half of all beds taken up in Auckland hospitals at today's date are Māori. Over 1,000 Māori are now home isolating in Tāmaki Makaurau. And get this, the public health unit of the Ministry of Health will not give us addresses in our area so we can send out welfare teams to support them. Now this is just getting in the stages of criminal, really.
Is it necessary to broker some sort of working relationship with St. Ashley? Because you're one of the few people who are critical of his attitude, but I respect your right to be. Is that in the end going to drive a wedge in what you're able to achieve because you can't find some sort of workable relationship with him?
No, it's not. It's not whether I'm critical or not. It's not whether I'm critical or not. It's whether I have the evidence available to say that this guy is actually jeopardising and sabotaging Māori vaccination rates. Now, that's a matter of fact. That's a statement of fact. What evidence have I got on that? At every turn, on every issue that he can find, he blocks us from getting access to our own data, but he'll go and pay a GP $60 or a nurse $60 to ring a Māori and to park our ring in the Māori. And don't they understand that they've failed? Doesn't he understand his system has failed us? You know it and I know it because the evidence is on the bloody table. It's in hospital. It's out in self-isolation. And you know our people can't self-isolate properly because they do not have the resources and the reserves to have packed up 3 months of supplies like others. So they'll need to go out foraging. Now, because I understand my community, you understand your community. Come on, Dale. Are you giving this guy a green light solely because he's God Bloomfield? This guy's starting to look like Adolf.
Okay.
Adolf Bloomfield. That's what we should call him.
John, you're well within your rights. So the court case is on again, and that's frustrating enough. But look, it's if you see it in that way, it's good that you call it out. And I'll follow through that attitude as well. I'd like to give everyone an opportunity to put their case, but he doesn't speak to us as much as you. If last week was so successful, are we going to do it again?
No, what we've done is that we've awoken the North to their own capability and capacity. and our own providers now are starting to liberate themselves from being deeply constrained under what they call a Pākehā methodology. Okay, and so reaching out to our people, honouring them by going out into their streets and their hoods. Okay, it's the only way to do this, and it's the only way to win this, is you go and win it by suburb, street by street. And our people don't have to take the vaccine, right? They've got mana, but they need to be offered a vaccine opportunity. There are poles apart between what Bloomfield and his mates are doing and what the Māori provider groups are doing. Poles apart. So we offer, with honour and dignity and humility, a vaccine opportunity to our people. We don't hunt them down like a herd to be jabbed. So there's a big difference.
Yeah, and it is a big difference. Thanks. Well, thanks again. Keep up the good work. Kia ora.
Kia ora.